Summaries of Minutes of CCB Board of Directors Meetings, by Artis Bezin, Secretary, California Council of the Blind. October 4, 2015. Jeff brought the October 4, 2015 Fall Convention Board meeting to order. Roll call: President Jeff Tom, First Vice President Eugene Lozano Jr., Second Vice President Judy Wilkinson, Secretary Artis Bezin, Treasurer Peter Pardini, Immediate Past President Donna Pomerantz. Directors: Vincent Calderon, Paul Patch Jr., Frank Weld, Steve Fort, Pam Metz, Charles Nabarit, Robert Wendt, and Joe Lopez. The only absent director was Lena Bandy. Jeff
read
the board meeting agenda and one agenda item was added. Jeff asked Charles Nabarit to lead the exploration of a capital day in the spring. Jeff
read
the June 30, 2015 minutes. Frank Weld made a motion to accept the June 30th minutes as
read.
Several seconded the motion and it passed. Abstentions were Artis Bezin, Robert Wendt, and Pam Metz. Mitch Pomerantz gave the Newell Perry Report, $245,805.52. Mitch said the members of this committee are Richard Rueda, Margaret Buckman Garcia, and Mitch Pomerantz. Judy made a motion to accept the report, Donna seconded the motion, and it passed. Gian gave a 2016 convention update. Since this is a casino hotel, no hospitality room will be allowed. Peter suggested the board consider a meal subsidy in the spring to make sure more attend the functions so we won't incur a penalty. The next agenda item discussed was the requested meeting with the AMC president Lillian Scaife. She spoke about her concern about the revocation of its charter. She referenced the Constitution portion about needing 10 members, stating there has always been 10 members. Several board members felt this was not valid because not all officer information sheets and rosters were provided each year or complete when provided. Many board members mentioned their concern about past practices. Vince made a motion for AMC to supply the information required for all affiliates and chapters to CCB by November 15, including roster, officer information sheet, current constitution, and dues check. And the board should review the submitted documents by December 15 to make sure they would be in compliance. Peter seconded the motion. Peter and Gene added that both the roster and officer information sheet should comply with all relevant constitution and bylaw amendments in Article 8. It was mentioned that any dues check received will not be cashed until a final decision is made on compliance. The motion passed on roll call vote 10-3. Frank made a motion to suspend the charter for the San Mateo chapter since it hasn't submitted credentials for more than 2 years. Judy Wilkinson seconded the motion. The motion passed unanimously. Jeff asked for reports from the four goal groups. Jeff appointed the new chair of Goal 1 on fundraising, Frank Welt. Goal 2 Executive Committee proposed an executive director document position statement be sent to the board for review. Linda Perel submitted her Goal 3 report in advance. She asked for this group to be reconstituted. Artis gave the Goal 4 report. As this committee is working on how to proceed after moving to one convention, four suggestions were made. A grant proposal should be written to get more chapters represented at conventions. A new voicemail system was purchased, which was one request. Another strategy was to have reports from chapters in the publication each year, which Susan Glass has been providing. The Resolutions Committee would be asked how the new structure is working after this last convention. Donna made a motion to accept the Goal Group reports. Vince seconded the motion and it passed. Jeff said the website initiative with a mediator is moving forward and a report will be provided when it's completed. Judy gave the Publications Committee report. She said the audio version of the BC couldn't be recorded unless a new system was purchased. Synthetic speech might be one option. The Publications Committee has changed formatting to allow more articles. Susan Glass is now assistant editor. The Publications Committee is streamlining the magazine awards process. She gave the publication counts and costs. She said the summer issue cost for all issues was $2,264. NFB Newsline is one option for those to listen to the audio for now. There will be a conference call on November 11th for those currently using the cassette version. Artis suggested calling Horizons for the Blind as an option to produce the cassette version. Frank made a motion to accept the Publications Committee report. Pam seconded the motion and it passed. Jeff asked for board members to volunteer to provide a board handbook of information. Three board members agreed to do this. Judy will chair, Pam will be the new board member, and Frank will be on this committee. Jeff asked for board volunteers to be personal mentors for new board members. He asked those willing to contact him offline. Jeff will send the board documents for signing, confidentiality, conflict of interest, and board expectations to new board members. Jeff asked if there were Mudstruck questions. Sacramento had 98 registrants this year, 105 last year. Members were requested to attend the LA Mudstrut, buy raffle tickets, or donate to fundraising pages. The phone message boxes on the phone system have limits of only 5 minutes. Judy asked for timely dissemination of the minutes, only correctly approved with attachments embedded. Judy suggested the Publications Committee bring forth a recommendation on how this should be done. Public comments were next. Jeff thanked the AV personnel for handling the mix. Christy Crespin mentioned concern about programming occurring at the same time. Pam Pelagi mentioned her concern about the number of rings before the phone mailed boxes answer. Peter gave the treasurer's report. Vince made a motion to accept the treasurer's report. The motion was seconded by Artis and it passed. Several board members made a motion to adjourn with more board members seconding the motion. The motion passed. The meeting ended at 3:45 p.m. CCB Conference Call Board of Directors Meeting Minutes Summary, October 26, 2015. Jeff Tom brought the October 26th Conference Call Board Meeting to order at 7:05 p.m. Artis Bazin called the roll. Joe Lopez was the only one absent. Gene Lozano made a motion to move into executive session. Peter seconded the motion. It passed unanimously. Legal matters were discussed. Judy made a motion that we let DRA know we are interested in entering into a lawsuit. Gene seconded the motion. The motion passed with one abstention, Frank Welt. Artis made a motion to leave executive session. Judy seconded the motion, and the motion passed unanimously. Peter gave an update on the 2014 audit. The 2015 audit is scheduled for the week of June 2, 2016. Artis made a motion to adjourn the meeting. Peter seconded the motion and it passed. The meeting ended at approximately 8:45 p.m. CCB Board of Directors Conference Call Minutes Summary, December 29, 2015. Jeff Tom brought the conference call board meeting to order at 7:10 p.m. on December 29. Artis Bazin called the roll. Joe Lopez was absent. Jeff Tom outlined the brief agenda. Besides personnel matters, adoption of an executive director position description was discussed. Donna Pomerantz made a motion to go into executive session. The motion was seconded by Peter Pardini and passed unanimously. The board agreed in consensus to add the following phrase to the bullet point starting with general knowledge, for example Microsoft Office Suite and Access Technology. Examples include Word, Excel, and PowerPoint. Judy made a motion to adopt the job description with the additions to the bullet point and the one Mitch sent before the call. Donna seconded the motion. The motion passed. Donna made a motion to leave the executive session. Lena seconded the motion and it passed. The meeting adjourned at 8:45 p.m.